Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another global broadcast, gospel broadcast of the Church of Christ. We are so glad to be back on the air with all of those who are our visitors, our guests, and our attendees. We welcome you, whether you are a member of the Church of Christ or not, but especially those who are not members of the spiritual Church of Christ. Also, we welcome those who are members and brethren in the Church of Christ who faithfully attend and support this gospel ministry each week. We are broadcasting twice a week by the grace of God, and we are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Whatever that is in your time, you are fully aware of that. And so we just want you to know that we're glad to have you. And we hope that you will enjoy this gospel broadcast tonight. As always, ladies and gentlemen, faithful brethren, even faithful ministers who might be listening in on this call, we preach the truth. It's the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, nothing but the truth. All we have to offer, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth of God's word. We're not here to talk about politics or social events or football or sports or anything. We only intend to declare the word of God. As we preach tonight, as always, we enjoy and we request that any of our listeners who might have a question about the gospel that we teach, might have a question about the Bible in general, who just have something that they want to ask a question about, we welcome and invite you to ask your Bible questions tonight. We believe, as Peter indicated in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that in the Word of God, we have answers to every problem of our human life and our spiritual devotion, that we have everything that pertains to life and godliness. God is a complete, perfect God, and God has given us a complete and perfect revelation. It is called the Holy Bible. And therefore, we believe that if we follow the commandments and instructions of the Word of God, that the Bible will lead us into the eternal home in heaven with God. So we are not ashamed of the Word of God, though it may be ridiculed and dismissed and mostly ignored by the majority of men worldwide. We have great consideration, great admiration, and great concern to learn and to know what the Bible teaches, because in truth, it is the only revelation of God to man. The only way we're going to know the mind of God and know the salvation of God is by knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the living, the spiritual Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And everything that was made in the beginning was made by Him and for Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17. So we know that the Word of God is truth. John chapter 17 and 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's what Jesus prayed in his prayer, the man Jesus Christ
praying to the Holy Spirit of God. He said, sanctify thy disciples through thy truth. The truth sanctifies. What does that mean? The truth cleanses us, makes us holy, gives us a righteous relationship with God. The truth, by our obedience to it, will do that for every soul that obeys. It's not an automatic thing, Brother Johnson. Some people think that, well, since God gave the Bible to man and Jesus died for all our sins, all we got to do is just say, Jesus, I believe in you as the Son of God, and that's it. It's automatic. I got it. But we understand in teaching the Word of God, we understand by the gospel of Christ as revealed in the New Testament that there is a part for the soul of man to play in obtaining his eternal life and soul redemption. See, God has already done his part. Jesus Christ has already come into the world, lived a perfect human life for our example, and died for our sins. That's God's part. It's finished. God is not going to do that no more. Once for all. Hebrews 9:27. Once for all. Hebrews 9:26-27. And also, Hebrews 10:26. There's no other sacrifice or provision for the salvation of man's soul that we're ever going to experience as long as the world stands. So we must accept Christ, we must believe in him, and we must be obedient to his commandments. We must love the Lord. Somebody said, well, I love the Lord, Brother Williams. Well, the test and the proof of that is what we do in response to the commandment will of the Lord. You see, Jesus, who is the Lord of all, the one Lord, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If a man love me, he'll keep my word. John 14:15. John 15:16. If you love me, keep my word. So, in the gospel, we learn that once we hear how that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, was born into the world as a man and lived a perfect human life and was crucified for envy and jealousy, his own nation, the Jews of Israel, had him crucified and even trumped up false charges against him in order to rid him of their, or rid themselves of his teaching and his presence. Because the imperfect man can't stand to compete with the perfect God. We can't do it. Our thoughts can't equal or even come close to the height of God's thoughts. Our ways can't even compete. I'm talking about our human ways. Our carnal, fleshly ways can't even come close to the righteous spiritual way of the Lord. But God, in his infinite and his continual love for the soul of mankind, made it possible by becoming the sacrifice for man's sins, the perfect sacrifice. He made it possible that every soul of man can be saved, be in a perfect spiritual relationship with him, and die in faith, being obedient to his word. We got to obey the gospel. The first step is obedience to the gospel. Jesus, as a first priority, declared and commanded his disciples, his holy prophets and teachers, in Mark 16:15-16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to every man. He that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe the gospel shall be saved. shall be damned. Man was already and is already a condemned soul because of sin. Man is a dead soul because of sin.
Amen.
Even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. That's the love of God. It's unconditional. See, unconditional means we did not deserve it. We didn't deserve it. God did it because he loved. God is love. He is perfect love. He is agape love, the unconditional love. God loved us in spite of our sinful and selfish ways. God's love extends to us by commandment to follow. God says you need to be unselfish. You got to repent of selfishness, of greed, of anger, and all those human lusts and all those worldly lusts that occupy our fleshly mind and will. God says you got to cut them off. You must kill or mortify your ungodly members upon the face of the earth. God wants us to accept a righteous command to receive a pure and a spiritual heart of faith. The Bible says, Romans 10:17, faith in God comes by hearing the word of God. Unless we listen to the word of God with a mind of understanding and developing faith, we cannot please God. Having heard and believed the gospel of Christ, one must repent of his sins, Acts 2:38, Acts 8:38, Acts 5:19. We got to repent of our sins. We have to stop doing what we know is against the holy will and commandment of God. Turn about and start doing the things that are acceptable and are commanded by God for us to do. Now, that means we must also be willing to confess faith in God, that is to acknowledge Jesus Christ as God the Savior. And then we must be willing to obey his commandments. Be baptized in the watery grave of baptism for the removal of our sins. The baptism of Christ is the new birth that Jesus speaks of in John 3:1-7. It is the faith and the answer of a good conscience. It's the answer of faith toward God. Why? 1 Peter 3:21. The life figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us. Baptism saves by the power of God, by the will of God. It saves our soul, our spirit man. Baptism saves us now. The Apostle Paul was inspired to write this, or rather, the Apostle Peter was inspired to write this to the churches of Christ in AD 64 and 67. He wrote this to them. If this was true 1945 years ago, it's true today. Am I right about it? God had this written and dispersed to his servants 1945 years ago. Yet you have men who claim to be preachers of God who will actually tell you you don't have to submit to water baptism in obedience to the gospel in order to be saved. All you have to do is stand up and declare that you have faith and you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Once you do that, you are automatically saved. And if you want to be baptized, you are baptized to join the church. These lies could be no further from the truth than any other lie. Lies are not truth. Truth mixed with lies is not truth. We have folks who believe that they can obey the commandment of the Lord while serving under a doctrine of men, a false doctrine, a false name, a false teaching, a false church. They believe that, oh, I can be a Baptist and worship as a Baptist in the Baptist church and obey the gospel and doctrine of Jesus Christ. That is impossible to do. The gospel of Christ, Brother Jonathan, only produces Christians. It does not produce Baptists or Catholics or Methodists or Presbyterians or Seventh-day Adventists or Jehovah's Witness or Lutherans or Episcopalians. It does not produce any of those religious sects, those religious denominations, those religious names. They are not the names or the name of a Christian, the family of Christ, as written in the Bible. The family of Christ are his children, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. We're his household. The family of Christ is his wife, Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 27. It's the wife of Christ. It's the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 27. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 24. So how is it that one can even conceive of such a doctrine that says baptism in water by faith is not essential or necessary for one to receive spiritual life and eternal salvation from God? That is a lie. If you believe that, you are in the wrong church. You have believed the wrong gospel, and you are still in your sins because the word of Christ does not lie upon itself. It's not going to support a lie.
Amen.
It's only going to support and it's going to guarantee the truth.
Amen.
Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, without the blood of Christ applied to our spiritual soul, our spirit man that was created in the image of God, we have no eternal life. We have no salvation abiding in us. We do not have the Holy Spirit of God. People are told you got to go to the church building and sing and shout and jumping up and down in order to get the Holy Ghost. That is not a doctrine of the Bible, neither in the Old Testament, Brother Johnson, or in the New Testament. You don't read a doctrine that says that this is how one gets the Holy Ghost. But we do have the doctrine of Christ, which Peter spoke plainly when he admonished those who were questioning and saying to the apostles, men and brethren, we understand that we are guilty of having crucified and slain the just one, the Holy One of Israel, the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, what can we do about it? What must we do? I mean, what can we do about it? We are sorry for having played a part in it. Is there anything we can do? Peter said, yes, you must must repent. You got to repent in your heart. You have to make up your mind. You have to change your mind and agree with what God's will tells you to do. You got to repent, each and every one of you, and be baptized in the name, that's by the power, the authority, and the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And Peter said, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost from God. God promises to give his Holy Spirit to everyone that obeys him. If you haven't been baptized into the Church of Christ for the removal of your sin, you have not obeyed Christ.
Nah.
You have not obeyed the gospel. You did not and have not received the Holy Ghost.
Nah.
You cannot receive the Holy Ghost.
Nah.
Your body, your spiritual life is dead in trespasses and sin.
Nah.
That is evil. That is defilement. That is unclean. The Holy Spirit, who is God, does not dwell, nor does he have a association, or does he have a communication in a unclean temple. God's not dwelling in the lives of the ungodly.
Amen.
God doesn't do that. If you got sin in your life, I don't care if it's 1 or 101. If you're walking around practicing sin in your life, the Holy Spirit will not dwell with you in your life.
Amen.
Church of Christ, this is the truth. It's for all of us. If you are a member of the Church of Christ, but you are living a life that carries on and practices sin, the Holy Spirit is not present in your life. You have to recognize that the Holy Spirit is our seal of adoption from God. We are the children of God, and the Holy Ghost is the seal. It is the protector. It is the identification with God between God's Spirit and our spirit. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, he that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. You can't be a child of Christ. You can't be a member of the spiritual body of Christ. You can't be a member of the spiritual kingdom, a servant of the spiritual kingdom of Christ, with sin in your life.
Amen.
Because we have to be in Christ in order to have salvation. And Brother Johnson, my Bible tells me that the only way that we can be in Christ is that we must be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6, verse number 3 and number 4. We have to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the removal of our sins. If you have been baptized into Christ, you are not in Christ. You do not have salvation from God. You are tricked. You are fooled. You are deceived. You are bamboozled by the doctrines of the devil. That's the doctrines that the devil's ministers are teaching. And I understand historically that we have about 600 different denominational names, doctrines, and churches in the world that are claiming to be churches of Christ. That's a lie. That's a lying doctrine. But it's being taught to men who are ignorant and unwise in their knowledge of the truth. They have been lied to. They have heard the word of God being misrepresented, being misinterpreted and taken out of its context. They do not read and study the Word of God for themselves. And so they listen to every preacher or any preacher that has anything to say about God, and they convince of it and they follow it. Ladies and gentlemen, we plead with you. Be reconciled by faith and obedience to Christ. You got to read what Christ said. The whole New Testament of the Bible is the doctrine and the word of Christ, who is God. He is God and our Savior. You got to listen to the word. You have to meditate on the word and the meaning of the word in its context. Only then can you understand and accept to obey the will of God in faith. Because as you read and as you hear and as you listen to and study the word, it will increase your faith, wisdom, and knowledge in God. That's what God wants. The Bible says, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, no one can teach the Bible properly unless they apply themselves to studying and meditating and receiving an understanding of the Word of God through faith. No one can teach the truth. So when you hear things that are not written in the Bible, they are not taught in the New Testament Bible, then you know that you're not hearing truth. Anything that disapproves of what is written or goes against what is written in the New Testament Bible is a spiritual lie. That is a tree of death, just like the forbidden tree in the garden. If you eat, if you receive, if you take from that tree, you will receive eternal damnation in hell unless you repent. That's the whole idea, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel was taught and was preached in Genesis chapter 1 and is preached today in its fulfillment and reality. You see, the Old Testament was the gospel or doctrine of Christ concealed and prophesied, and the New Testament is the gospel doctrine of Christ proclaimed. We are recipients, and we are able in this New Testament generation to receive the perfect law of liberty for our souls. Why do you say that, Brother Williams? Well, I'm quoting from James chapter 1 and verse number 25. But I go to Hebrews chapter 7, chapter 7, 8, and 9, but specifically chapter 9, where God said that the blood of bulls and goats was not able to take away man's sin. God needed an appropriate sacrifice, Brother Johnson. And Acts chapter 17 and 30 tells us that God, for a while, he went along with and accepted animal sacrifice for sin, but he did not forgive, or that he did not remove sin out of the soul of man with animal sacrifice. Now that Christ's salvation has come down from heaven, being Jesus Christ, the righteous, the perfect sacrifice for our sin, God commands everywhere, men everywhere, to repent today. Repent now. So you have to accept God's commandment. You have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, God, and Savior. You have to obey what Jesus says, obey his commandment, in order to be saved. And when you obey the commandment of Christ, you are saved from all of your past sins. They are forgiven forever. We don't have to go and offer sacrifice for sins that we committed in our youth, Brother Johnson, when we have obeyed the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
All we have to do is ask God to forgive us a sin that we commit from that day forward, so that we might maintain our spiritual life, our eternal life, and relationship to God. See, we have to repent of sin daily. Every day, we need to be recognizing that we have sinned against God, and we need to be asking for his forgiveness as Christians, not as Baptists, not as Catholics. They are not children of God. Only children can ask their father for his favor. Unborn children, that is, ones that's not born, can't ask the father or don't have a father to ask for anything. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
None of my children could request or desire anything of me before they were born. Okay? They can only receive my love after they came into the world and grew up. To be born again, according to John chapter 3 and verse 5, one is born of water and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Otherwise, you can't even enter the kingdom of God. You can't be baptized into Christ except you, by faith, submit to water baptism for the remission of sins. You can't enter the church of Christ. That's the kingdom. You can't be a child of God. You can't live in his house because you haven't been born unto him. Jesus Christ is the Father and head over his own house, whose house we are. He is a holy Father. He is the one God. He is the Savior, one Savior. He is the one Lord. He is the one captain of our souls. And we ought to obey the commander-in-chief of our spiritual warfare, because he enables us. He clothes us in his righteousness so that we might be able to fight and to defend the truth and to refuse the wiles, the tricks, the deceitfulness, and the fiery thoughts of Satan.
Nice.
Satan is all about hell, fire, Brother Johnson. He all about that. The Bible says he shoots you with a fiery arrow. You know what that means? He's trying to kill your soul to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to die that eternal death. And every man that does not repent of sin and obey God's will die in his sin and experience that eternal fire of death and hell. Therefore, we preach the gospel. We preach the hope of eternal life to those who are looking for and groping for the answer to their eternal future and their sin. They are looking for answers to their human problems. And they are frustrated because the wisdom and philosophy of men don't come up to the standard to provide answers to every man. But God in his infinite, his high and mighty and unfathomable wisdom has given us the knowledge in his word. Oh, but if people would take time to look into the perfect law of liberty, the book of the Lord, the Bible, the Holy Bible, the Holy Writ, they will be able to live better lives, spiritual lives, and righteous lives before God. They will find the answers and the solutions to all of their human problems. Sin, God gives you the answer in his word. God gives you the power through your obedience to overcome every sin in your life. You know that, Brother John? Some people say, well, you know, I've been doing this so long, I just can't stop. Some people say, well, I just don't have the strength to quit my sin. I mean, you know, God's going to have people tell me, Brother John, well, God just has to accept me like I am because I'm not going to be able to quit that sin. I can't change. I've been doing this all my life. I can't help myself. Ladies and gentlemen, we hear from time to time a lot of things that people have believed and decided in their heart that condemn them to eternity in hell. And we try to the best of our ability to teach them and to encourage them and instruct them in the will of God that can overcome every sin that you have in your life so that they might be obedient to God and be saved. But the thing is that, like God, we have moral choice. Man is going to have to choose what he's going to do. You got to decide. And you got to decide right now. As a matter of fact, you are deciding right now what you're going to do, whether you're going to obey God or not.
Amen.
Not whether you're going to obey Brother Williams or Brother Johnson, the ministers on this broadcast. It's not whether you're going to obey us. We don't have a word of salvation for you. We don't have eternal life for you. God has it all.
Man.
He is the author. That means he produced it, he wrote it, and he gave it to you. He gave it to me. And he told me to preach it to everybody I see. That's what I do. I proclaim his gospel to everyone who will hear. Well, you got to obey God. That's what you got to do. Okay? You got to believe in God, not in the preacher, not in the so-called pastor, reverend, pope, bishop, priest, these religious fathers. You know, it's a shame, Brother John, because we got a lot of people who believe in a religious father on the earth, who is but a mere man like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But they call them father and pastor and priest and all these things that he is not authorized by God to even be addressed by.
Mm-hmm.
Holy and reverent is God's name. Psalms chapter 111, verse 9. Holy and reverent is God's name. Man's name is not holy, nor is it reverent. Williams is not a holy name. It's a human name. Christ is the holy name. I'm a Christian because I'm a son of Christ. I'm a member of his household. I'm a servant of his.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to know the truth. You don't know the truth, you're not going to ever be free from your sin.
Amen.
Every man that's born into this world is but a few days and full of sin.
Amen.
Just as fast as we can grow up in this wicked world with all the evil influence that we get to see and everything and get to hear and see on TV and outdoors and everything. When we grow up, it ain't very long. We done sin. We done lie. We done cheated. We done stole. Some of us, before you know it, we done murdered somebody. We done been drunk. We done drunk alcohol, took dope, illicit drugs, smoked cigarettes. The average young person can't wait to get their hands on something to smoke for a cigarette because they believe that that's a sign that they're an adult. It's a shame before God that young people are so prone to this that children as little as 13, 14, and 15 years old are getting COPD and cancer smoking these vaporized cigarettes.
tonight.
And electronic cigarettes that send concentrated forms of nicotine and drugs into their body. I mean, it don't take 1 year, Brother John. Sometimes it don't even take a year for one of them to get some form of a lung disease smoking these electronic cigarettes. That's an invention of man, and it is a invention of the devil. It is a defilement and a destruction of our body. And God says that if you destroy your body, I will destroy your soul in hell. That's why suicide is not salvation.
Amen.
No. People who commit suicide are killing their own self. That's called self-murder. No matter how you look at it, it's self-murder. Those sins, abortion, all that kind of stuff, sexuality, homosexuality, premarital sex, outside sex. Brother John, that's that married man that got him an outside sex partner. And married woman that has her an outside sex partner. That is immoral. It's abomination. It's a sin before God. And the Bible and the Word of God and the Gospel of Christ addresses all of these kind of problems. Greed, selfishness, hatred, fighting and devouring one another with harsh words and angry words and cursing. The Bible gives us the answer to avoid and to repent of all those things. Ladies and gentlemen, our encouragement, our admonition, our rebuke to you tonight is that you must repent of all of your sins and obey God in order to be saved. We have eternal life in Christ the moment we are saved from our sins. It's just like when we were born as a baby into the world with no sin. We already had eternal life. But by sin, we lose it. And only by obeying God and coming back to Christ are we able to receive the eternal life salvation that God gave us from the beginning. That's what Adam and Eve had to do, and that's what you and I have to do today. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You get to choose. Yes, when God created man, he gave man choice. He told Adam and Eve, you can choose. He said, you can eat this tree, you'll live forever. If you eat that tree, you shall surely die. Don't eat that tree. I'm commanding you, don't eat that tree. God commands men today, everywhere, to repent and obey his will. Don't eat of the poisonous tree of death. Don't eat the lies of Satan and his ministers. Listen to God, his son, and his truth, and obey it for your everlasting life. That's our encouragement tonight. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, then you ought to be. If you don't know the gospel of Christ, then you ought to hear and obey. You heard it tonight. Will you obey the gospel of Christ? Will you find a congregation of the Church of Christ in your community and attend worship services there and go forward at the invitation and give your hand to the preacher and your heart of faith to God, submitting to water baptism for the removal of your sins, and become a child of God, being added to the Lord's church? You see, church membership in Christ is automatic to those who obey the gospel. You don't have to join no church when you obey the gospel, Brother John.
Nope.
There's no such thing as joining the Lord's church. That's a lying doctrine of men. But it is not in the Bible. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, those who obeyed the gospel were being added to the church. How were they obeying the gospel? They were being baptized for the removal of their sins by faith. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and following. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to do the same thing today. The Bible, the Word of God, has not changed. It hasn't changed in 10,000 years, and it's not going to change today. It says the same thing that it always said. All we have to do is obey it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say a few words. We're going to bow, take a moment to have a prayer, and then we're going to continue this broadcast tonight. If you're listening tonight on this broadcast and you want to ask a question about your faith or a question about anything that we are saying on this broadcast, if you're on your telephone, you have to push the number one button on your telephone keypad. When you do that, you're going to alert our program moderator, faithful brother in the Church of Christ on the Westwood Street congregation in Texas City, Texas, USA, Brother Brian Brown. He'll cue you into this call. You can ask your question live on the global worldwide broadcast. And we, who are ministers serving on this panel tonight, we can promise you that we will give you the Bible's answer for your Bible question. We'll give you a book, chapter, and verse, or verses, where you can read and find the answer written for yourself. That's our promise. All we want you to do is ask us a Bible question, and we'll be more than glad to answer for you. Now, let me just also make formal introductions and announcements. This radio broadcast is being paid for by the Gary and Luke Church of Christ that worships on Gary and Luke Street in Houston, Texas, USA. Those brethren, our brothers in the Lord, are faithful in providing the cost and paying for this broadcast each evening and each day this week. And so we don't have to solicit any money. You don't have to send us a love offering. You don't have to write and send for a prayer cloth. We don't sell books and scraps of cloth to try to convince you that we're teaching you the Word of God. We don't sell the gospel. We preach the gospel. And you can receive it by faith and obedience. That's it. So we're not soliciting any money from you. All we ask you to do is get your Bible and open your Bible, write down the scriptures we teach, and go and read it for yourself. And if you understand, then go and obey Christ. Go and be baptized into Christ. That's the only way you're going to be able to get into Christ. In Christ, there's no sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, verse 5. In him is no sin. James chapter 1, around verse number 18, 19 says, in him there is no darkness at all. Not even a shadow, Brother John. God is light. Christ is light. John chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. He is the light of men. Jesus came to give light, direction, illumination, witness and understanding to the souls of men everywhere. And only those who obey him and obey his gospel can have it. He promises and he delivers. I'm a witness. Praise the Lord. Jesus is God and our Savior. If you will, I want to also mention Brother James Johnson, who is my fellow minister. We are ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Warden, Texas, USA, and I myself and Brother Leroy Williams, Jr. We also have other ministers who in times past and who from time to time will come and contribute to the body of this discussion on the air. They include Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who is the minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Horace Robbins, who is the minister of the Brookshire Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Don Kegler, the minister of the AD 33 Church of Christ, located in Houston, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker IV, minister of the Sugar Land Church of Christ, located on Boss Road in Sugar Land, Texas, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, faithful servants of God around the world who are on this call, we welcome you to the fellowship and preaching of the gospel of Christ today. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer, after which my fellow minister, Brother James Johnson, will come forth with a message from the Lord, with a message of salvation, a message of hope, a message of warning, a message of wisdom, direction that he has received from the Word of God to share with you. Because the Bible tells us that as faithful disciples of Christ, as faithful men of God, we must commit the faithful word to others who shall be able to obey and to teach others. In every generation, we must preach the gospel to that generation. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Righteous God, Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the blessing and opportunity to be able to speak to a worldwide audience the words of salvation from the gospel of Christ as written in your book. Righteous God, we are praying that honest souls will accept, will receive the gospel of salvation, being baptized for the removal of their sins, and to rise from the watery grave of baptism, walking in a new spiritual everlasting life. This is your desire, dear God, and it's our desire that we inspire men and cause them to do so by preaching your word. Thank you, dear God, for the privilege, for the honor of being able to serve your will. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we continue throughout this broadcast tonight, that someone will be helped, someone will be convinced, someone will be converted to the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Well, Brother Johnson, we're going to pass the mic to you so that you might share with our audience tonight.
I want to know something. Are you a Christian?
All right. That's a good question.
I didn't say Baptist.
All right.
I didn't say Methodist. I didn't say Catholics. I didn't say Jehovah's Witness.
Amen.
I didn't say Presbyterian. I didn't say Potter House.
Mm-mm.
I didn't say none of those names. I said, are you a Christian? Acts the 11th chapter and verse 26.
Yes.
Because when they first came to Antioch, they were called Christians.
Amen. Disciples of Christ are called Christians.
And in Acts the 26th chapter, in verse 28, King Agrippa said, almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Amen.
1 Peter 4:16 says, if any man suffer as a
Christian,
let him glorify God on his behalf. Most people have the wrong concept of the Bible. Some in the church have the wrong concept of it.
Amen.
Because they don't study the scriptures. They don't search the scriptures. They don't even know the scriptures.
Hmm.
So how can they teach someone else? So I've heard people say, well, I told him what I said. He didn't tell him nothing. He told him a lie because he didn't know the scripture himself.
Amen.
See, when you tell somebody about the scriptures, you give them the scriptures.
Amen.
Let me show you an example. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he says right there, he says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart.
Yeah.
Be always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh of thee with meekness and in fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15,
mm-hmm.
he says, we put them in remembrance of this.
Yeah.
Then the next verse says, to study to show thyself approved of God. See, we have to be approved of God to be able to do the ministry work of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When men refuse to do the ministry of Christ and they can't teach other people,
mm-hmm.
they don't know, and they hate to admit that they don't know, so they just conjure up something in their mind. I told him.
Mm.
Told him what? I wouldn't put up with it if you came to me today with that. I said, get away from me. I wouldn't even waste my time with you because I know you don't know. And I tell you something about people in the world. They know if you know the scripture.
Amen.
They know. Don't play them. Think they don't know. Because they're checking you out anyway.
Yeah.
And when they look at you, see, the devil do it this way. Let me show you an example. The devil say, okay, if he know the scripture as he claims, he's going to direct that man that he's trying to teach the truth. See, the Bible is based on the truth of teaching. It's not based
yeah.
on your opinion of teaching.
Amen.
See, if you're not going to teach the truth, the devil already knows you don't study either. He knows.
That's right.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Sunday, nobody didn't challenge me in the teaching. You know why? They knew I told the truth.
Amen.
If I didn't tell the truth, you know what they did? Brother Johnson, you said this and you said that about the scriptures, but I don't see it in here.
Amen.
Well, I got to go back and check myself, see if I did tell them that. But I didn't tell them what God said. See, a lot of people want to teach somebody something, but they ain't telling them what God said.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It didn't say the words of men. It didn't even say the words of preachers. But see, men want to take over the Bible, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Amen.
And Romans 1 and verse 16, let's back up to verse 15. Verse 15 said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it.
Yes.
First to the Jews, also to the Greeks.
Yes.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
The just shall live by faith. It's not about or any man living by faith.
No.
See, in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, they live by faith. Huh? You see, the Bible tells you what you live by. You don't live by just saying, I got faith, and don't know what faith is.
Amen.
And Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, he says, faith. He said, the substance of things was hoped for, that was the things that I've seen. Some people want to see something before they have the faith in it. That's not faith.
Amen.
If I see it, that's not faith. I already saw it, so I just saw it. But if I never seen it, then I got faith. You see, when I pray, let me show you an example about that. When I pray, I ask God from the heart, if it's a right prayer, God will answer it. If it's a vain prayer, God will close his ears. Yeah. Close his eyes on it. Yeah. He won't even listen to it. See, when a man prays to God, he got to be in Christ. He can't be on the outside. See, that's why we mess up at. We say, well, God hear my prayer like he hear your prayer. That's not true. That's not true. Because in 1 Peter 3:12,
yes,
he said he hears the prayers of a righteous man and turns his face against those that do us evil. In James 1 and verse 16, he says a righteous man's prayer prevaileth much.
Amen.
Nowhere he said anything about sinner. In John 9:31, he says, we know that God heareth not sinners, but they that be a worshiper and do his will, that's who God hears. Huh? You see, you got to be in Christ for God to hear what you got to say. You see, a lot of folks going to miss heaven, even in the churches of Christ, because when you go back to sin and practice sin and practice sin and practice it and never repent, God don't hear you either.
Nice.
That's what we're talking about. See, when you say you're going to repent, that means you're going to quit. And Luke chapter 15 and verse 7, the Bible says that we rejoice over one sinner that repenteth.
Yeah.
With the TH on it. Come on now, help me out, somebody.
Continue.
He said, he repented. He didn't say repent. He said, repent it.
Amen.
You see, when he repented, that means he keep on repenting.
Don't stop.
He don't stop. He don't even stop until the day he leaves this earth.
Amen.
Then that's when we know he's in heaven. How you know that, brother John? The Bible proves this point. You see, the Apostle Paul and them, they repented every day.
Yes.
Now, why don't we do it?
Mm.
We don't do it.
Uh-huh.
We repent whenever we feel like it.
Don't recognize.
Huh? We don't recognize it, brother. I'm still sinning. And see, when I repent, I don't practice sin. Huh? Oh, no. See, we want to repent, but we don't want to quit sinning. Huh? Oh, no. God is buying. So what God said, I put it there. Now, he said, you repent it. Get rid of the sin. I mean all of it.
Yes.
Not some of it. Look here, Brother William, I'll quit sinning tomorrow with that sin, but I ain't got rid of my other sin. Huh?
Yeah,
well, see, God didn't say that. God said, got to get rid of all of it.
Amen.
You see,
now,
we, you know, I know some people, when their loved ones die and claim to be in Christ, but they never repented, Brother William, they're not saved. They're lost.
Amen.
Might as well tell it like it is. Because if you still living in sin, you cannot please God and you cannot go to heaven. God has already told you can't do it. And why are you trying to fight and fuss and act silly over it? You know better.
Yes.
What happens is we think we're getting away with it, but it can't get away with it. God looking direct at your heart.
All right.
And he's searching it out. And if you don't repent,
Oh,
boy, it's all over. See, many people have died this year not repenting.
Yes.
Not repenting, and they're in the church.
Mm.
I wonder, a lot of times, Brother William, when I was over at Martin Luther King, and I used to ask the question to myself, God helped me to escape from over there. I'm going to show you an example. He helped me to escape. But before he helped me to escape, I asked the question, have you repented?
Uh-huh.
But wait, I get no answer. You know what they did every Sunday? And I know it, and my wife and they know. They stood up, and they reported to me. And I said, no, ma'am, and no, sir. It's not reporting. We're not looking for that. We're looking for folks to repent.
Amen.
Not report.
God looking for.
See, if you're looking for somebody to report, you can go out and get the son for that. He'll tell that. He'll say, oh, well, brother, I'll repent then. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he hasn't repented. For an example, we got a man came over here Sunday. Now, listen to what he did. He didn't agree with everything we said, but he didn't repent. Why? He's still stuck on what he knows.
Hmm.
Only the doctrine of the Baptist. But do he know the doctrine of Christ?
All right.
2 John 1:9. Whosoever transgresses. No, he said, whosoever transgresses abide not in the doctrine of Christ, has not God, right? But this one here says, If you have not obeyed, you're not going to make it. See, he thought he was all right. But when I looked at him over at the table, he was reading exactly what I was calling out on the scriptures.
Yes.
Why would he do that if he's already saved? He didn't have to worry about it. He saw something in there that he knew he hadn't done. He hadn't obeyed God. He would.
Right.
See, when you point the scripture to them, they're either going to obey or they're going to reject.
Yeah.
Now, I know this rain that came up, but after the rain goes away and start getting back sunny, if he come up, don't come over here no more, Brother William, I ain't got to worry about it. He heard the gospel.
Amen.
So if he die at his age or whatever age he is, 65, guess what? God not going to save him.
Amen.
He got to obey, just like me and you. We can't play with fellowship with a sinner and we know he's not saved.
Amen.
And we can't play fellowship with a person claiming to be in the church of Christ and still smoking at 40 for 30 years of his life. It won't work. It won't work with God. God said, get rid of it. See, the point we're trying to do, we're trying to make a deal with God. You don't make deals with God. And when God said, get rid of it, he get rid of it. That is just like me and you. We get in the car. We break the law. We got to repent of that.
Amen.
See, if I go out there right now and crank up that car and run that red light, it's red now. Why did I stop? I just kept on through it.
Mm.
I broke the law because the law was set up by God through men to keep the law going, and I broke it. You think God's going to forgive me of that? No.
No.
I got to repent.
Amen.
See, when you look at the word repentance in the Bible, it makes you think, wait a minute, God, I did a lot of things that I thought I was doing right.
Yes.
And when I look at that word repent, it means to continually repent the rest of my life. Before I go to bed tonight, I got to repent. I may be on the radio broadcast, but sin can walk in the door anytime.
Amen.
I'm talking about the devil.
Yeah.
See, he ain't going to come in right now. Too much truth. Keep you by yourself. Before I go to sleep, I'm praying. I'm just praying.
Amen.
And when I go to sleep, I just doze off.
Yeah.
The devil, so I can't mess with him right now. But I'm going to stand around. So if he wake up in the middle of the night, I'm going to mess with him. I'll repent again. Huh? See, as long as I keep repenting, the devil says, what's wrong with this man? Now, he doesn't repent. What do you keep on doing the same thing? Oh, because God is on the other side. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. See, when you were trying to get your boy to repent, he didn't understand what you were trying to get him to. He got to repent the rest of his life. Not only tomorrow, but the rest of his life. Because repentance is a subject of keeping us from sinning and going to hell. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You see, most people don't want to repent. They want to play Sunday for an example. He was so in a hurry to go watch a baseball game. See, God's going to get tired of this mess and go tell us in a way of death. Now, see what's happening.
Mm.
You see, they talked about this woman named Cookie Roberts on TV today. Mm. Oh, she did all this good news report. But guess what, Brother Will? If she wasn't in Christ, she lost her soul. See, you can't. All your goodness can't get you in heaven. You've got to repent and be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
See, Christ said these things you got to do. You see, this game show hoster that's come on TV almost every day, he went back into the four stages of cancer. He getting ready to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek. He's getting ready to get up out of here. See, don't see it. He's still thinking, well, God, they give me a little longer to live. Let me tell you something. God can only go so far with you in your sin. And then when God sees you're not going to repent, Alex will not choose to repent. So he thinks he's all right with God. He's not all right with God until he repents. He's got to obey God. He's got to be baptized in the Christ. And he ain't looking at that side of life. See, when he leaves this world, it's all over. We got to wake up, church. We got to see what God says about all this.
He's serious.
God. Before this year, watch what I say now. I'm telling you what God's going to do. You see all this rain coming? God's going to show us something. I was thinking about Sadie today. Now, it's raining. It's just raining. David and his I bet David went over there and said, nothing to about my mother. You need to come over here and stay with me until this rain overpass her. That's going to show me no love.
Yeah.
And my mother was right here in Morton with me. And I know her house done fell in almost. And you done tried to go over there and fix it up. And it's still messed up. I said, mother, come on over here and stay with me and the wife until we can get your house back on the block again. I would let her sit over there and suffer. Do you think he got the love of God? See, that young man got a lot to pay for me, Lord. That's a sin in God's eyes. You don't do your parents like that. The Bible tells me in Psalm 128, it said that we are to take care of our parents when they get older.
Just like the parents.
Huh? We ought to take care of them when they can't take care of themselves. You know, a lot of stuff. You gonna pay for a lot of stuff on this earth.
A lot of sins that we ignorantly do and don't realize.
And then we talking about the Church of Christ. See, when I read God's Word, I see some stuff in the Bible. Before I left Brookshire, I made a provision for my mother to have some to say. I got to give Lenny Faith credit. She took care of her mother all the way up to her death. Lenny Faith would go over there every day. I never stopped her from going to see about her mother.
Yes.
That's her mother. When she ain't got me another one now. All she got is her children and me. See, you don't do your parents like that. You love them until God calls them up out of here. That's a sin, Leroy. See, he thinks he's getting away with it. And Robert Jr. will pay for it, too. Because if one won't come out here and take up, the other one should be here right now. That woman's 77 years old. Leroy, she ain't too far from 80.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, now. I believe, and I may be wrong, but I believe you get to the point where you can't help yourself. Now, I may be wrong about the children. I believe one of them girls going to help you. I believe that.
Yeah.
Because, see, you get older now. You're not 25 no more. You're not even 45 no more.
Nope.
You almost up. You wrong there with me now.
You're going to
60. You're going to the 60s now. And you're getting closer and closer. I believe one of them girls now. I didn't say both. I said one of them girls today, you need to come on and stay with us. Because we know you can't be out here by yourself. And you fall and hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. You know, man, one of them brothers don't do that. I'm looking at this. But they call themselves Christians now.
Well,
God holding them for it. See, the Bible says you're supposed to take care of your parents.
There's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot of folks got to answer
for that. That's the judgment.
In addition to it, a lot of parents are going to have to answer for failing.
Yep.
Refusing to teach their children the way of the Lord.
That's it. And I look at this situation. And I said to myself, I looked at many things. I said, you know what? I admire you for one thing. You sure hope your mother.
Yeah.
You were there for her until the last day she was gone.
Right.
I said, thank God that she was in Christ before she died. She knew what she was, but you still was there to help her.
Yeah.
I didn't stop that. I didn't say, see, a lot of men, look here. Now, I ain't married you to take care of your mother and all that old stuff or your father.
Well,
but you see, that I knew she had to do because something we all got to do.
Yeah.
And we're blessed that we can do it. But some of us don't want to do nothing for our parents. I've seen with my own eyes. Some of us don't even do nothing for what God tells us. I'll give this book for an example.
Mm-hmm.
God tells us to study this book every day.
Yes.
Yeah. He don't want any excuse. And you know, half of them won't study, and we claim to be members of the Church of Christ.
Sure.
How can you be a member of the Church of Christ and never, ever pick up the Bible in 30 years, 40 years?
Sure.
You ain't a member. You're just as lost as the alien sinner. See, a lot of folks think they go in the water, brother, and then you stop that play game. That's what these preachers taught them. That ain't what God said.
Amen.
See, when you got baptized into Christ, if this don't change up here, you're in Christ.
Amen.
Forget it.
Amen.
You're not in Christ, and a whole lot of folks is going to hell. Because look, brother, okay, if I'm in Christ, I ought to have sense enough to quit the smoking sometime. Out of 30 years, yes, sir. If I'm chewing tobacco, out of 30 years, look what's happening on TV. Every time they show a commercial on TV, and now they're showing it, they got a program. I saw it today. Saw it several times. But they got an 800 number talking about helping you to quit smoking or whatever you're doing. But no, I don't want to quit. I don't want to call that number. I want to keep on doing it. Then when you get to the bone counselor, Then you got the lay down, and you got CPOD, and all. Then you want to call on God. God save me. God said, no, I ain't going to save you because you should have did what was told. A brother tell you, give you a number, you don't even do it. What is this?
Yeah.
Then you get mad. See, God looking at what we do wrong. He's studying, looking at, well, why won't you repent?
Yeah.
God said, why? He asking me and you and anybody that will not repent at all. We just keep on saying, I don't care what God says. I'm going to keep on doing what I want to do. I got an attitude of that. So I can't quit. It ain't a thing in the world that you can't quit that's going to hurt you.
Amen.
You see, we don't want to quit. We got this attitude. I ain't going to do it, and ain't nobody going to stop me.
Hmm.
But death will.
Yeah.
Death will stop anybody. Because you still can't put a cigarette in a casket and let the man be puffed because he can't even inhale it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sin is ruining our country.
Yeah.
It done rent it. You got all kind of sin. Paul didn't write that by just writing something. The Holy Spirit said, I'm going to put it in there for every generation to see it. And every generation that saw it, brother, look at the homosexual. Look at men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, prostitutes and everything all over the globe. And now men have got so above himself, he don't care what he serves and how he serves. They still going to go to hell on top of it.
Amen.
Because God ain't going to change his mind. See, that's what we fail at. God not going to change his mind about what we do on this earth. Only way God can change when we repent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word means. Not me. God will change the word. Yeah, that's not what he's going to do. But he will change his mind if you sincerely repent.
Amen.
God hears the prayers of the righteous. If I sin, get it straight with God. Not with you. Let not sin against you. But if I sin against God and you are nowhere around, and I'm sitting up there, well, Brother William, will y'all pray for me?
Mm.
How come I can't pray for myself?
Well,
what's wrong with my mouth? I did it. You didn't do it.
Amen.
You may pray for me to get strength,
but
you can't pray for the sin to be removed because I'm still doing it, huh?
That's right.
You see, I got to get it right down here.
Amen.
To go up there. See, I got to put back on my robe. I got to put on my heavy clothes. I'm talking about Christ Jesus, huh? Is that all right? Yeah, I got to put him on. I got to keep him on.
Yeah.
I got to walk with him on, huh? I got to walk with him on every day. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but every day. 365 days a year. Every year that he gives me, I got to keep putting the clothes on.
Yeah.
See, Christ keeps renewing my mind. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, I'm a new creation. See, I'm new. I just keep on being new. Why?
Yeah.
Because I keep on repenting. And every time I keep on repenting, I become more newer. Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible says all things belong to Christ. So whatever Christ got, I got. Huh? And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, he says, the outward man perishes, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. How is it being renewed? When I repent.
Amen.
Huh? Every time I repent, God just started putting that new on me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I repent, the more new I get.
See,
I repent of that sin. I don't practice it no more. If I drink, if I fornicate, I lie, or I steal, or I take away from somebody, God said, now you know what you got to do. You got to repent. And I mean repent and get rid of it and don't do it no more. And when I don't do it no more, guess what? God started walking with me. He never stopped. Huh?
That's right.
You see, the devil will walk with you until he gets you out in the middle and then drop you. Huh?
Yep.
See, then you got to come back to Christ. But how you going to come back? You got to come back repenting. You can't just come to Christ no any kind of way and never repent.
Amen.
Huh? A lot of people better wake up and start repenting instead of talking crazy to God.
Yes.
See, man that got beside himself. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do it. And tell you something, repenting costs you something.
Right.
It costs you to humble yourself.
Amen.
If you can't humble yourself before God, James chapter 4, verse 6 through 10, then you can forget it.
Yeah.
You're not going to heaven with sin. Now, it's just the way it is. A lot of people question in the church of Christ, what if my loved one died? Where's he going, preacher?
Hmm.
If he didn't repent, he's going to hell. That's why he's going.
That's right.
See, God is not gonna make you repent. You gotta repent on your own.
Yeah.
You did the sin on your own. Now you gotta repent. See, God give you something to think about. Boy, if the pressure would bust your brains open, you'd be already dead.
Hmm.
Oh gosh, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we better wake up and smell the flowers, as they say. We see, we're not smelling the flowers of God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I can go to the graveyard, Leroy, and look at you lay there.
Yeah. Well,
that's as far as I can go.
That is.
God can go in the grave and look mm-hmm. at you and get you up. He get the soul up and carry it on up. That's
he,
right.
He can do that.
See, I can only go to the cemetery and look at you. Look at the physical body.
Yeah.
But I don't see the spiritual man gone until I have to look up at God taking you up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
See, man can't do what God can do.
Amen.
God said, I can lift you up, or I can send you to hell. See, God can do both. See, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 26 through 28, he tells us right there, he says, I can destroy both body and soul in hell.
Yeah.
See what he's saying?
Well,
we got it all twisted up. God said, I can do that. But now God giving you a chance. You know what? This is the beautiful thing I read in the whole entire Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's to me, when God give me the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
and it's my seal, that means I belong to him.
Man.
I can't go out here and hang out with my boys and my fellow man and drink the wine and smoke the cigarette
nope.
and do the drugs, huh?
Nope.
I got to cut all of it loose, huh?
Amen, all
of it. And I got to cut it loose when it happens. I can't do it for 30 years. Thank God pleased with it.
No, he's not.
He's not pleased with it. I'm still in hell. You know, I ain't got out of hell yet.
Wow.
If I'm doing that.
Wow.
That, I've been in hell for 30 years and ain't got out of it yet.
Hmm.
Why? Because I didn't do what God said. See, I went in the act of baptism, but I never was baptized.
Mm.
That's what's happening to people today. They're not being baptized, but that's why we got to teach on it, because they don't understand what it means.
Yeah.
It means the change of heart. It go along with repentance.
Right.
If you ain't been converted to Christ, you ain't in Christ. You just saying it.
That's it.
A lot of folks, I look at them, I say, you ain't in Christ, man. You still doing the same thing. You've been drinking and smoking and fornicating and adultery, and God said in Hebrews 13:4, I'm going to judge whoremonger and adultery.
That's right.
Ain't no sense me even talking, believing that out, because what God said, he already doing. See, the men, you know what? People don't realize it, Brother William. I watch people. I can think of what to do to a woman, and God said, I got you right there. I got you right there.
That's right.
Because he said, don't even lust after her in your heart.
Amen.
And Matthew chapter 5, mm-hmm. verse 27-32.
Yep.
He said, don't even lust after her in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't King David lust after the woman?
Yes, he did.
He lust before he did the action.
That's what we do.
And thank God he spared him, but he had to take the child.
Yeah.
Let him know you wasn't getting away with nothing. And David repented. See, he repented.
Yes.
He remembered something. I got to repent of this. Regardless of God takes all of my children,
well,
I've got to repent it. What do you mean, Lord? He knew what God meant. He had to kick that sin out of his life so God could help him. That's what we got to do today, brother.
Yes,
get
sir.
Those sins out of our lives so God can help us.
Get them out.
That's it, brother. We keep them out. See, we let them come back in sometimes.
Yep.
God ain't pleased with that. You didn't repent.
Nope.
See, I listen to people when they go to talking. And I'm like, well, I repented. How long did you repent?
Hmm.
Well, Brother Johnson, I repent. No, you didn't. Because the word repentance in the Bible says repent. That means you're continually to do it. Repent every day. God is study hearing that prayer. See, that's why you can come to him. See, a lot of folks in the church can't come to God and pray because they haven't repented.
Amen.
They reported, but not repented. And then when they get before the audience, see, Jesus said you must repent. Huh?
Amen.
Except you repent. If you feel like, oh, like what I tell you, that's still in the book. It ain't going to change. See, we got to know these things. The best lesson, Brother William, you can teach on, and I can teach on right now, is repentance on every Sunday. It's going to come up in my lesson every Sunday now. You know why I'm doing it, brother? I see the Church of Christ is falling in that same category. Not the Church of Christ, but God that saved all of it. Those who done died in the Church of Christ. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those who done went back to sinning.
Yeah.
And they know better. They won't, and they won't quit.
Uh-huh.
Give me next month. Uh-uh, brother. Next month ain't going to clarify nothing. You got to stop when God done sent his minister to tell you what to do. You got to stop completely.
You can't wait.
And if you don't do it, you're still in your sin. I don't give a care how much water you went in.
Jesus will help you.
He will help you.
If,
but see, you know what, brother? We don't got to the point. I ain't going to ask Jesus to help
you. Don't trust
me. I'm just going to ask for repentance. Mm-hmm. And then I ain't going to really repent. I'm just going to go pick up me a cigarette or go chase after a woman or do what I want to do. God is looking at you. He ain't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to let you fall on your face.
Yeah, it can happen.
And then it's over. Next thing you know, the funeral home picking you up. You died in your sin.
Mm.
That's what happens to a lot of people. And I be kicking God's word out. I'm saying, God, you keep telling us to repent. And the more I look at that word, the stronger I know how to get strong in Christ. Because he keep telling me, Johnson, repent. I hear you. I see what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
Amen.
I want you to keep on repenting.
Yeah.
Why, Lord? Because you're still down there. You ain't up here with me.
Got to get it right.
You got to keep it right and keep on doing it right.
Amen.
You see, God brings out the belt. And I try to tell people, I'm not talking about a little belt.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the word because it's going to condemn you. It's going to get you. It's going to come up with an answer that you ain't thought about. Huh?
Amen.
You see our brothers and sisters in Christ, if we go over, now I'm going to show you an example. If me and you went over there to Martin Luther King right now, I'm going to tell you an example. Good example.
Yeah.
All those folks over there, if that man ain't corrected the problem within this month out,
yeah,
this year out,
yeah,
Leroy, he just wasted his time.
Amen.
Because if they don't repent, they fail in one thing. And I'm waiting on Lynn to call me. I'm going to tell her, too. I'm saying, you ain't repenting. She don't look at the Bible, look at the phone crazy. What you mean, brother? I said, that man supposed to came over and straightened the church out. That's his job to straighten it out because nobody over there has got repent. Have you repented? You know what I'm talking about? Now I'm going to take her to Luke 15. Got a bus right here. You know she's going to say? She's going to never call you again, and she ain't going to call me again. You know why? Because she don't know that we told her what the Bible did say. All these years they messed up.
The same truth
ain't gonna change, Brother William. I know it ain't gonna change because God already said you gotta repent.
But Jesus told his disciples, he said, Lord, what you talking? That's a hard thing. Yeah, you mean to tell me that a man commit adultery, can't get married again, and his wife put him away, and all? I said, oh my God. Jesus says, who is receiving, that's who's going to obey.
That's it.
Everybody's not going to obey it.
Mm.
But everybody got to receive it because God tells everybody the same truth.
The same truth. It ain't
now
no different.
You can ignore it, but it's still God's will.
That's God's will. And God will punish you on the end.
Oh.
Yeah, but so a lot of people asking you these kind of questions, now, Brother Wood, they know. They messed up. That's why you take a lot of these preachers. They're going to give them a call for it. I'm talking about both sides. Those Baptist preachers, they're going to give them a call for lying and the methods and all them going to give them a call for lying. But some of us are going to give them a call for committing adultery, too.
That's because we
don't preach on it like we used to.
No.
Them old brothers used to talk about marriage. I'm going to bring a lesson on it sometime. Oh. Look here, we need to get on board and see what God really said. You watch how it hears the turn. Oh, we don't want that. And if you get a congregation, we got to teach on all of this.
Amen.
You got to teach on all of it that God said. We got to teach until God says stop.
A new congregation, you got to everything. We're not gonna hold back nothing.
It's gonna get harder and harder now.
We got to reteach the old.
That's it.
You got to reteach the supposed to be mature.
That's it.
See, it's time to get off the milk bottle. It's time to get off the meat.
Meat. Brother William, you think the work ain't cut out because these folks around here? Look at these things for Christ. No, I'm not much of Christ.